Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey. It is always a pleasure for me, the host, to be on air with my listeners. My name is Anna Renault, and I have been on the air now since August of 2011, with some time off here and there for medical problems, for a vacation, all kinds of things. But I still enjoy traveling here, there, and everywhere with different topics, and thus the journey continues. Before each show, I usually try to remind people that the shows are recorded. They're available for replay 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen, Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. I also announced my airtime sponsors, and today that's Lucky Dog Wellness, and that's LuckiDogWellness. Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist, and she does teach pet first aid, which primarily focuses on cats and dogs, but she can probably give you a little bit of information about some other animals, including birds, and maybe some other pets, too. You can get in touch with Jane at 410-961-3542, or by email, Jane, J-A-N-E, at LuckyDogWellness.com. You can certainly go to Jane's website, LuckyDogWellness.com, and click the Contact Jane button as well. Jane certainly will talk to you about how your dog has been doing, if it's been diagnosed with a chronic illness or disease, if it's showing signs of aging, or maybe it's a new dog to the house and is having trouble adjusting. Or maybe you move to a new home and it has to adjust. Contact Jane Rainier, Canine Wellness Specialist, LuckyDogWellness.com. And thanks for being here on Anna's Journey. As we talk about Francine the Butterfly, the first book for Francine has just published. And it's exciting whenever I publish a new book, especially when it's going to be a series of books. And Francine, I'm trying to decide, should I publicize her as Mitzi's cousin or Mitzi the Butterfly's younger sister? Either way, they're both going to be environmentalists. They're going to talk to the readers about different things involved in the environment, and certainly helping children to enjoy reading. And in Francine's case, there may be more poetry than text, but that's always subject to change depending on how Francine feels on any given day that she happens to be writing. And yes, I am the writer. It has been an absolutely unbelievable journey for me to be a published author. I was speaking with a first-time author yesterday here on Anna's Journey. And before we went on the air, we had a nice chat on Facebook about the fact that becoming a published author can, in many ways, just turn your life upside down. Certainly change things within your life that you really weren't expecting to change. Of course, you always hope that one of the changes is that you will make money off of it. But very much like Sierra Carter, who wrote, "Can You Hear Me Now?" She has been advocating for people who are deaf, who are having especially serious situations when it comes to medical problems, or even before her medical issues, she was in a training program and the company refused to follow the ADA law and provide an interpreter. Certainly some major issues for individuals with disabilities. She's advocating for those issues. And much like Sierra is doing with her book, I did with my first book, Anna's Journey, How Many Lives Does One Person Get? Certainly advocating for people with cancer, with other medical issues. When you need a doctor to listen to you, a doctor to believe you, and sometimes you have to change doctors. There are lots of issues that people have very challenging life stories, and sometimes those stories just simply need to be told. And your life can change as a result of the book, not necessarily in terms of making a lot of money, which, of course, as I said, every author hopes that will be the side benefit, but certainly in terms of advocating for certain topics, certain issues. And I've certainly been told since 2011, when my first book published, that it has given hope, that it has inspired people, and it has certainly opened the eyes of some people, both in terms of patients and medical staff. So I feel totally blessed that that book has done so well, that it is continuing to sell. Releasing it in 2016 in large print on Amazon has certainly made it available to some people who felt that they couldn't read the smaller print. I have not yet done an e-book, and I have not yet done a CD book for that Anna's Journey book. I'm not sure I want to do an e-book, but that's another whole story. Certainly, since the first Anna's Journey book launched, again, my life changed as an author, as a public speaker, and along with some medical issues that kept me home in bed for a couple of months, launched the Mitzi the Butterfly series. Being very active in the community with environmental groups, I knew there were a lot of issues that we certainly keep telling people that we need to take better care of our environment. And we say that to children, and children often respond, "What is our environment? What's in our environment that we need to protect or change or take care of?" And so Mitzi the Butterfly wrote 5 books. The first book certainly introduced Mitzi, introduced gardening in terms of bayscape gardening, edible gardening, even rain barrels were, I think, in the first book. But thinking about telling the children that they needed to take care of their environment launched book 2, saying, "What's in your backyard?" And that certainly has sold just as many, I think, to adults as to children, because we all do take for granted what our environment is. Fortunately, a lot of people bought the Mitzi books, and they were geared towards grades 4, 5, and 6, both in vocabulary, in their science curriculum, issues that they were talking about in terms of water and air and soil. And a number of people since 2012 said that their kids weren't old enough for that book, which is what launched for Francine. Francine is really geared towards grades 1, 2, and maybe even grade 3. And even Mitzi could be for grade 3. It really depends on your child's reading level and whether or not you sit and read with the child. Certainly in kindergarten, first and second grade, I would certainly recommend that an adult sit with the child when they read the book. One, to certainly pronounce a few of the words that I threw in that really are above their vocabulary list, but also words that can be a little confusing, maybe even for adults. What is a butterfly pupae? P-U-P-A-E. It's the sac that a butterfly forms when it's a moth, or I'm sorry, when it's a caterpillar, as it morphs into a butterfly or a moth? Well, most adults don't even know that word. But I did put it in the glossary in the back of the book, which is something else that young children certainly expect in books these days, and that is the glossary in the back of the book. You might want to call it a dictionary, whatever you want to call it. It certainly explains the different words. One of the words in Francine is witty, W-I-T-T-Y. Again, I think a lot of adults will read that and understand what the word is, but maybe not. Certainly the children won't. So, again, it went into the glossary, and the use of the word witty in the poem meant funny. And sometimes you just need that little definition. And, of course, at least one person who was one of my beta readers who said, well, why don't you just say funny? And I said, well, because I wanted it to rhyme with the other words in that particular poem. It's about a kitten. Well, the poem says kitty. And she lived in the city. And she was witty. And I'm not sure that's the exact wording of the poem, but certainly kitty, city, witty were three of the rhyming words that, you know, I wanted the children to be able to rhyme. So again, it's an interesting phenomena, certainly journey for me, to go on to the school websites, find the vocabulary list, use as many of the vocabulary words as possible, certainly look at some of the intent of what the children are reading or learning when they're learning to read. Certainly words that rhyme, certainly words that sound the same, are spelled differently, and have different meanings. So certainly in the book there are a couple of places where the word seen is used, S-E-E-N and S-C-E-N-E. Sounds the same, spelled different, means different. The same way with heard, H-E-R-D and H-E-A-R-D. Again, trying to have the students read the books, learn a few things in a fun way, while also looking at what the intent is for their reading lessons. And of course, expanding their knowledge, in this case, about animals. Book two will certainly be coming out, and it'll be looking at a different set of animals from what's in the first one. I believe the second book is aquatic animals. Francine's friends that pretty much live in or near or around the water. And then there will be a third Francine book, and it may be the visit to the zoo where you really get to meet wild animals like lions and tigers and bears. So there's going to be a whole series of Francine books coming out. And it's just been, I think, interesting to hear the input from some of the Misty readers that they wanted something younger for the younger kids, that their children, their nieces, nephews, even their neighbors, were too young for the Misty books. So Francine has launched her first book, Meet Francine and Her Friends, and I hope that people enjoy it. I certainly would hope that the listeners to this show will certainly take a look at the book and let me know either on Amazon, on Facebook, or through my website, annarenault.com, of what you think about Francine. You like it? You don't like it? You think it's too juvenile? You don't think it creates enough education for the student? I mean, what do you want, like, think about the book? Just like with this radio show, I need to hear back from the listeners. I need to know, what do you like about the show? What do you not like about the show? The show cannot improve unless you tell me what you like, what you don't like. You like the topic? You like the format? You want to hear about a specific topic? I certainly want the show to continue. I certainly want the show to be a success. And I certainly want the listeners to share the link to the show, share information that they listen to the show. Definitely keep the show as a topic of conversation, at least for a little while after you listen to the show. Now, statistically, Blog Talk Radio gives the show host all kinds of statistics, including the number of people that listen, the number of people that listen to the entire show, or what they call abandon the show. Do you abandon the show after the first 5 or 10 minutes? Do you listen to the first 20 minutes? What is an ideal time for you? And if you do abandon the show, why? You didn't like the topic? You didn't have time to listen to the rest of the show? Again, as the host of the show, I can't be a mind reader, and it would be helpful to know from the listeners what you think. And certainly today, when we're talking about Francine the Butterfly, I need to know your opinion. Is it a good topic for a radio show? Is it a good topic for a book for kindergarten, first, and second grade? What do you think? Let me know. Again, you can get in touch with me in several different ways. You can certainly go to my website, annarenault.com, click contact, send me an email, or you can go to Facebook and look up Anna Renault, send me a message there. I certainly would like to hear from you. It would certainly help me to improve what I do, certainly help me to be more effective in what I do. So again, when we're talking about Francine the Butterfly and a series of books, having Francine introduce her friends, certainly this first book are more of the domestic animals that children probably will have an opportunity to see in their lifetime. Bird, cat, dog. And if they happen to live near the woods like I do, there will be a deer, a raccoon, a fox. I believe there's an owl in the book. I'm just trying to sit here and think, who else did I include in the book? There's a horse. Certainly something that kids will see either in person or at least on TV. There's a bee. I think I said owl. Certainly the cat and dog that pretty much every kid sees at some point in time. And then when Francine goes into the forest for part of her afternoon hike, there are the deer, the fox. Oh, yes. And then there is a chipmunk. There's the raccoon. So I think there are 12 animals all together. And then at the end of chapter 1 and at the end of chapter 2, there are some review questions. Much like I had when I was in school, when you had to read a story at the end of the story and ask, you know, who was the main character or what was the main purpose of all kinds of questions that used to come up at the end of the chapter. And in this case, since it's a reading lesson, it asks about new words. It asks about did you use a dictionary? And then it talks about the rhyming words. And again, it comes up, and I guess I have to look it up because I think there is a name for the words that sound the same, spelled differently, and have different meanings. And nowadays, the way the schools are, with kindergarten students being so advanced because of preschool, and then first graders, the vocabulary level, it was just a surprise to me. It was much higher than I expected it to be. So they may actually be learning this special word for sounds the same, spelled differently, has different meanings. And I could probably use the word in the book. But I wonder how many adults would remember the name of what that word means. Certainly we have all kinds of words in the English language that really make it difficult to learn, certainly as our second language. And certainly here in the Baltimore area, we have a large number of immigrants, legal and illegal. And when you see words like see, S-E-E and S-E-A, why is it said the same when it's spelled differently and it means different things? And in the book where it has seen, S-E-E-N, and S-C-E-N-E, certainly makes it extremely difficult for people to learn the English language. And again, hopefully that these books might be used for people who are learning English as a second language. Certainly very basic wording, and hopefully, you know, a little bit of fun along the way. You know, list two words that rhyme and did they make you smile? Certainly some very simple questions at the end of each of the chapters. And then at the end of the book, can you list all the animals? Are they good to be pets? Should they never be pets? Are there some animals that you only see in the daytime? Are there some animals that you only see at nighttime? Certainly, I think, just a fun book that hopefully young readers will learn a few things. And then again, as I said, book two will be talking about the aquatic animals, and then book three will be the wild animals that you probably will only see in the zoo unless you take a safari to Africa or some foreign country that has certain animals that we don't have here in the United States. So again, just introducing these animals to the children, and then about maybe what they eat or what they do. And certainly in this case, you know, certain animals that only come out at night, those kinds of little tips that children don't always learn unless they read it somewhere in a book. So again, Francine has launched. I would hope people go to Amazon if you have young children that are learning to read. Certainly an interesting way to help them expand their vocabulary. Learn about animals, something that they can then investigate more perhaps at the library or at school. So it should be, I think, something that is going to be helpful for young readers. Certainly books that perhaps you don't have a young reader. Maybe you would like to buy a book and donate it to a school, or maybe to a hospital for young children to read and look at while they're in the hospital. Certainly, you can buy books and donate to any type of children's organization. Certainly something for you to think about in terms of children's books. So again, thanks for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I would hope that you would go on blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen, Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. Look up all the shows that have gone on the air since 2011. There are a number of shows that are related to authors, many different types of books. Certainly my friend Sandra wrote a book about wedding planning. I have another friend who wrote a book about in vitro fertilization. It's probably one of the shows that has the least number of listeners on my list, only because it's a very narrow topic. Unless it's something you're interested in, you might never want to listen to that particular show. But I thought it was rather interesting that this woman had tried in vitro 13 times before she got her daughter. But during that time, she researched, she's a medical person, researched why the in vitro wasn't working. And she found out that when the doctor gave her anti-rejection drugs, she was able to carry her baby to term. Apparently, a lot of women, their bodies are seeing the fetus from in vitro as a foreign body and rejecting it. Well, if you take the anti-rejection drugs that are used after a transplant for a heart or a liver, they're getting more success rate from the in vitro. Wow, what a find. But unless you're into the whole idea of doing in vitro, it's certainly not a topic that you would want to listen to. But there are certainly shows that I can't say have gone viral, but certainly have had a large number of listeners because we talk about sleep, something that we're all interested in. I believe there's a show, two or three, about pain. We certainly probably need to revisit that topic now with the opioid overdose. How can we deal with our pain other than taking drugs? Is there a way to be hypnotized to deal with your pain, to lessen the pain? I know I certainly use baths filled with Epsom salt sometimes to help reduce my arthritis pain. So there are lots of topics on blogtalkradio.com/Anna-Renault that have been covered over the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years now almost. August will be my 6th anniversary. I know there are shows about allergies. There are shows about different types of cancer. Like I said, there are lots of different authors. There are some small business people, including Jane Rainier, about Lucky Dog Wellness. Lots of different topics. And I guess I probably need to go through the list and check and make sure that the businesses especially are still there. I know one lady I interviewed once or twice has since retired and her business closed, so I probably need to delete those shows. So that might be something else I need to do. And as it is springtime, and talking about cleaning out things, such as my radio show active link list, maybe it's time that we all take a little bit of time and do some spring cleaning. When's the last time you cleaned off your hard drive? When's the last time you cleaned off your to-do list? Do you have a book in you? Is it something that you still want to do? Maybe now's a good time to sit down and start. Spring is a good time to start new projects. So again, Anna's Journey will travel wherever I think there is an interesting story. Certainly, the books that I've been writing, whether it be the Mitzi series, now the Francine series, the Anna's Journey series has 3 books, in January, Anna's Journey, My 40-Year Dance with Cancer was published. They're all available on Amazon. If you want an autographed copy, you need to contact me directly. And again, you can get in touch with me through my website, annarenault.com, or you can find me on Facebook. Two very easy ways to get in touch with me. I'm online just about every day, unless, of course, I'm spending the day in the hospital, which unfortunately does happen sometimes, especially after you've had a minor car accident, such as the one I had on April the 10th. When I went to the hospital, I'd say about 5:15 in the evening and didn't come home until 3:30 the next day. I was there for 22, 23 hours altogether. It was a long visit to the emergency room so that they could ensure that I was okay, which I told them I was. But, you know, sometimes you have to check certain things just to be sure. It was one of those crazy days where I swerved to avoid hitting a fox and hit a tree instead. Certainly, financially, it would have been easier on me if I had hit the fox. Physically, it probably would have been easier on me to hit the fox. It certainly wouldn't have been emotionally easier, but again, both having lived here in the wooded areas, certainly doing all the environmental stuff, writing the books about Mitzi and now Francine, the last thing I wanted to do was hit the fox. But hitting the tree was really damaging to myself and to the car. So the next time, if I remember not to swerve, the fox may not survive. All right, well, thanks for listening to Anna's Journey and my monologue about all these different things. It never ceases to amaze me the amount of topics that get thrown into a show, even if you have a script written in advance, and you tend to go off into left field, right field, and in between. And, of course, we could always talk about the Baltimore Orioles and the fact that they're doing so well. They keep flip-flopping between first and second place, and they're on a winning streak, and you just hope and pray that that continues past the All-Star break. We could talk about the Ravens already announcing their preseason games starting in August. I mean, we could talk about any topic that Anna wants to travel through on Anna's journey. But again, I need to hear from listeners. What are you interested in? What do you want to hear? Certainly, as I'm heading towards year 6, where should Anna's journey go next? And by the way, talking about Anna's journey, I'm really looking forward to buying a U.S. rail pass this year and traveling around the country by train. I traveled to Sacramento, California last October. I flew out. I got a rental car and drove down to Monterey, drove back to Sacramento and hopped a train and came back across the country by train. The fall colors were gorgeous, and I'm really looking forward to possibly going by train to Montana and Wyoming, states that I can't really say I have seen before, then going south into Arizona and New Mexico, before traveling east to Jacksonville, Florida, and back to Baltimore. I am really excited about the idea of taking this huge, long train ride and seeing so much of America the Beautiful. I thought it was absolutely awesome to sit in the train, different types of cars. You could sit in the cafe car, you could sit in the guest car and just watch as America went by. It is a beautiful country. I came across the Rockies. I came across Colorado, Denver area. I mean, the vistas, the views were just absolutely gorgeous. Traveling south to New Orleans to visit some friends, getting to see a lot more fall colors before coming back to Baltimore and up along the 95 corridor and the Appalachian area. Again, fall colors were just absolutely gorgeous. So again, thanks for listening to Inner's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am going to end today's session by reminding you that my airtime sponsor was Lucky Dog Wellness. Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist, 410-961-3542. Visit her website. One of the interesting links right on her homepage is 10 Common Pet Health Myths. So is it a myth or is it a fact? What do we know about it? And you can also join her mailing list if you happen to have a canine or maybe a cat. Certainly take a look and see what all that Jane is doing. And if you live in and around the Baltimore area, Jane does do massage therapy, Reiki, and pet first aid. She teaches a class at Hartford Community College, which is to the north of me, and then Anne Arundel Community College, which is to the south of me. So she definitely gets around a little bit in this area of Maryland. But she's also willing to talk to you by phone. She's very interested in helping your dog have good quality of life. And as she says on her website, let's transform your dog's life. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to pass the link around to others to listen to the monologue. Take care and have a great day.